Precious family, I have an urgent message for you. I want to ask you, how much is the soul of a child worth to you? I ask this because in this tiny town of Pinasco and the surrounding area of 1,600 people, destinies are being shattered by fentanyl addiction and Satanism. It is killing the destinies of hundreds in Taos County, and Pinasco is one of the trafficking centers. The people we feed are being sent to prison, being busted in bust after bust as law enforcement struggles. Someone always comes to take the place of one dealer once the other one's taken out. The Lord is calling us to His vineyard to rescue those who are living without hope or a future. And we've been searching for a house since last year so we could be in a position to help them. But every time we move to find a rental and get close, the Satanists find a way to shut us down. Now it has become obvious we have to buy a house in order to be able to establish a presence for these souls that are perishing. The Lord is longing to establish a mission in this town to save these souls who have been crying out to Him day and night as they see their children, brothers and sisters die. The Lord has sent us here in answer to these cries of mothers and grandmothers, violated, trafficked children, to bring salvation and sound teaching to them. He wants a Heart Dweller's house in Pinasco, walking distance from the center of town where they can go for help, for refuge, for teaching, for prayer, for love, comfort, and safety. Picture a day-old newborn infant lying on a couch with fentanyl tablets scattered around it, and a mother who's been using in her last trimester so high on drugs, she doesn't see the child is dying, turning blue. An anonymous tip came to the state police, and they raided the house, finding guns and thousands of dollars and an assortment of drugs, especially fentanyl. I've used the picture from the arrest of both the mother and father who are now in prison. But it never ends there. It's always another young couple with children to replace them. The child had turned blue and was struggling to live, and neither the father nor mother has taken it to the hospital to try and save its life. Dear ones, this is how babies end up in dumpsters in New Mexico. This is not an isolated incident. Babies are dying or being turned over to satanic covens for sacrifice. We live between two covens that are well established in Taos County and recruiting children from the regional high school in Pinasco to increase their covens. Just recently, a truckload of teenagers hunted down and cut the heads off of two bears to use in satanic sacrifice. Fish and Game, horrified by these atrocities, closed the roads leading into the national forest. This past year, a man was murdered and dismembered in the most gruesome manner, put in several bags and scattered around a local park. A young woman with her family was shot at in her vehicle trying to escape an angry boyfriend. And last week, a domestic violence incident led to the killing of the husband by the father-in-law as the enraged son-in-law began burning the father-in-law's house down with everyone in it. The father-in-law came out and shot that young man and killed him instantly. How would have this turned out if the covens were driven out? And that couple could have had one of our brothers or sisters visit and pray with them and meet with them frequently. We desperately need a central location in town to be available to those who need prayer and someone they can talk to. Just recently, we found the perfect property with enough land to grow food, even put in a fish farm for the poor, and enough space to minister and offer comfort to those caught in this deadly cycle. We need to raise $325,000 for this house, and I'm appealing to you. Please seek the Lord if you are to be a part of this critical ministry to save these souls and redeem their lives for their God-given destinies. Please seek the Lord to see if He is moved upon your heart to help us. If we can come up with the cash, our chances of acquiring this property are high. And please, if you are led to be a part of this, let us know and earmark your donation for the Heart Dwellers House. God bless you and pray for us and these children who are being ravaged. This is an urgent need. The house just went up for sale. It's perfect on 2 acres. But this is what we're up against. We went and viewed the house, and we're getting ready to ask for donations to help with its purchase. Within 2 days, someone else has stepped in and signed a contract on the house. And it's self-financing, so there's a chance it may not go through. And if it does go through, we will find another house, and at least we'll have the funds to offer them cash. So please pray for us. And if this is the house that God has meant for us, which I believe it is, I truly believe it is, that nothing will stand in the way of God's purpose for this land and this house, and that Teñasco will receive the ministry it needs. And let us declare, I pull down in the name of Jesus, I pull down every pattern that opposes God's plan for Peñasco and the salvation of these souls. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. God bless you and pray for us and these children who are being ravaged.